We heard from a number of schools this week, including the North Shore Community School, and Kelton is our reporter.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of May 16th, 2020. My name is Kelton, and I'm your phonologist for this week. At Josie's house on Friday the 15th, it was 70 degrees in the shade. She could smell summer in the air. After 4 to 5 days of 30 miles an hour constant wind, things settled down on Wednesday the 20th. It was such a beautiful sunny day, and temperatures were up in the 60s. By Thursday the 21st, it was sunny and in the 70s. On the 21st, Ellen went to the Park Point and swam in Lake Superior. She also got sunburned. Finally, the spring green of May is visible in the aspen canopy. It looks so fresh against the blue sky. The grass is starting to grow even more. Ezra's neighbor was mowing her lawn for the first time this year on the 20th. Miss Jackson spotted a fox trotting down the side of Burquist Road on Saturday, May 16th. It looked like it was on a mission. Miss Gigi went to the other side of her septic mound and observed that the skunk she often sees has dug a den in the sandy soil of the mound. He also forages in her lawn, leaving lots of divots or holes in the grass as it looks for grubs and worms. On Wednesday the 20th, Kelton saw a deer mouse by the Sucker River. Many birds are migrating through this month as they head to their nesting sites. On Saturday the 16th, Lexi and her family were fishing at Island Lake and came to a little island to explore. When they stepped onto the island, a duck flew up and away into the air. In a little bundle of trees, there was a duck nest made out of little feathers with 10 eggs in it. Josie heard an owl hoot midday, and all of a sudden many birds that she usually doesn't hear that much started to tweet. Songbirds always call out a warning to other birds if an owl, hawk, or eagle passes by. Miss Tucci photographed the first ever Eastern Townie to visit her yard and two brown thrashers on the 20th. She also checked the tree swallow nest box in her field, which they have occupied for several weeks, and was surprised to see not the white eggs of the swallow, but the sky blue eggs of the bluebird. Emerson and her mom saw bald eagles protecting their nest while they were fishing at Indian Lake. Look for the orange and black northern oriole as it visits yards this time of year. They sing beautifully. They like orange halves or jelly put out in a dish for them. It seems that they have a sweet tooth. As of May 20th, it's officially black fly time. Hordes of them will swarm around your face trying to bite. The first ticks begin crawling up our legs on Monday the 18th. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and go out and explore and be observant.
Thank you, Kelton. All good advice. Go out, explore, and be observant. Deer mice, duck eggs, and bluebird eggs, an eastern towhee, and they are, I think they have a new name, rufous-sided towhee maybe, but a bird not common in this area. There are some. I've never seen one up here. I've seen them in Tennessee, and I've seen them in Texas, but I've never seen them in Minnesota. And the black flies, yes, I'm sure our friend Joel Rosen down in Mottawa would have something to say about the black flies. Probably nothing we could put on the air, but something to say.